CliffCentral.com.
Look who's here. It's Robin.
Oh,
she has cool.
She has Christmas things.
Yes, she has. She's brought Christmas things. Isn't that nice?
Oh. Still flaming hearts.
The size of this mouse.
So sweet. Hey, how are you, Robin? You good?
Robin's this mouse
good
made
morning.
Out of
I'm very good, thank you.
Can you plant this mouse?
And first of all,
just before we kick things off, I'd like to make a note on Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Week in, week out, she always has an outfit coordinated to our topic.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, we spoke about fruit. She had a lemon
yes.
on her T-shirt. Today,
that's
we're
true.
Speaking about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She's decked out in red, white, and blue.
That's
I mean,
right.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
All right. So today, and first of all, I want to apologize. That palm tree that was barely hanging on by a thread, Jane has eventually killed it. And I was so upset yesterday, I almost went out and bought another palm tree just so that you wouldn't have to see that one in its terrible condition.
Oh, no.
But
it doesn't look good, Gareth.
It's through no fault of yours or mine, I assure you. Jane just did not love it. I don't think she either over or underwatered it, but the poor thing just was never meant to make it.
No, I don't think so. But at least we're learning in the process.
Well, look
and
at the
some
studio.
Plants look very good.
Look at the studio. Look at my office. You've seen my
yes,
office
yes, I've
plants
seen yours. They look fabulous.
Well, I'm afraid the ones that we put in, maybe there's a toxic environment because of Dory and Sia and Greg. And
oh, no, no,
yes,
no.
Sia, is it you? Have you been looking after
I'm,
the palm?
Technically, I'm here for 3 hours a day, and we're still, these are fine in studio. So.
Okay,
yeah.
So maybe it's not Sia.
I'm passing the buck here.
So look, a lot of people are nervous because when you start talking about Christmas and it's still October, they think it's too soon. But the fact is, for a lot of people, planning for Christmas is a bit of a pain because there's so much to think about. It feels like a responsibility. You have to get the tree, you have to get the decorations. It's hard.
Yes, it is hard when you initially think about it. But I guess the biggest thing is find a place that has everything and you can do it all at once with tons of inspiration. And I'm here to tell you today that that place is Lifestyle Home Garden.
I hoped you would say that because that's what I've been telling people you were going to say all morning.
Oh, good.
But you guys do. You have decorations. You have the trees. You have the little ornaments you could put around the house. You have all the Christmas stuff. One stop, and you can get everything.
Absolutely. So we have from the trees a huge range of trees. Today we've actually brought you guys a present.
Ooh.
And we have brought you a black Christmas tree.
Wow.
So we sell black, white, and green. We also sell Christmas trees with pine cones. We sell 3 meter trees, 5 meter trees. We sell tabletop trees if you just want a little one. We even sell very modern black, like just with, you know, a few hooks so you can be very simple and mod if that's what you want.
Sure.
But today we've brought you a black Christmas tree because this year we have a lot of colorful, fun themes that we are encouraging people to experiment with. And we thought that a beautiful black Christmas tree would just work so well in your studio. So
mm-hmm.
that's a gift for us. And then you can obviously decorate it just as you want. People have really been fascinated with that because I think it's something a bit unusual and different.
It's very cool. We used to have a horrible plastic tree in the studio. Remember before you guys came? And
yes.
every year, Sia would do his best to try and decorate it. And it was horrible. Because
Belief was its name.
Belief, yeah.
Yes.
And we really tried with Belief, but it never really worked. It didn't have that Christmas feel. It looked a bit sad. So I'm thrilled that you're bringing us a Christmas tree. But can
Good.
We just talk about the actual Christmas tree for a little bit? Is it a fir or a pine or some kind of conifer?
So there is a real Christmas tree, the tree that people often like in America and overseas, you can get a real Christmas tree. But unfortunately, we don't actually sell them here. People do like conifers because
yeah.
they create that same look. And we do have some other real trees that obviously have the same similar resemblance. But we actually sell the artificial Christmas trees
yeah.
that can last you for a lifetime.
That's much better.
Yes.
My parents used to, God bless them, they would cut down a Christmas tree every year.
Wow.
It's cruel because the tree is not going to make it. It looks great for a month and then it dies.
And then it's
and
done.
You have to
yeah.
throw it away. But they've eventually gone to artificial trees. We used to have this huge, like easily 5 meter high tree.
Wow.
Inside the
real.
House.
A real?
It. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and it would
wow.
smell,
wow.
And it would smell amazing, right? It would, because it was this conifer sort of, it almost has like a gum
yes.
in it. and it would smell like Christmas. And that's the one thing I miss about the artificial trees, because I also have an artificial one. They now put an artificial one in. I mean, it's a nice-looking tree. You get some very nice ones.
Yes, you do. You can get some that even look real. They have, like, very, very real-looking leaves with a little bit of brown, more, you know, authentic kind of look if you want something that looks like that.
Okay.
Yes, so...
The only thing I miss is the smell with the artificial ones.
You just made me want to have a real one. I know we're meant to save the environment, but there's something about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was always a special part of Christmas. And I think for most kids, if you don't have a Christmas tree, it's horrible.
Yes, and I think that's the thing that we also try and encourage with our Christmas. This year we have 5 themes, and the way we set it out in our store is that we actually create like themes and settings within like a color scheme. We put ornaments and all, you know, table decorations that go within that theme. So you can come, you can get inspiration, you can choose the colors you love. Especially in our environment, we find that it's a family type of shopping environment. So family comes and come and spend the whole day.
What I've always liked about you guys is that you go overseas, you go in the least Christmassy time of the year, and you go to scout the best places in Europe to go and find awesome stuff that no one else has.
Yes, that's correct. So our Christmas decor is completely unique in South Africa, and there's no one else that has the same Christmas decor as us, and we spend like 3 to 4 days in a showroom all day just literally sourcing, choosing our themes, choosing our colors, picking what we feel our customers will love. We find very unique ornaments.
What do you got there?
So you can see this beautiful gold deer.
Oh, that is so
Look
cool.
Look at this hanging on.
Oh, wow. It's a gold deer.
Look at this bauble.
Okay, now we're talking.
It is full of pink and blue and gold glitter, teeny little balls and sequins on a big bauble. How beautiful is that?
Do you know what I actually love about what you're bringing us, Robin, is that like you are bringing new trends that aren't the typical snow or things that we've never been
tinsel.
Able to relate to as
ordinary tinsel. Okay, but there's a very
windows.
There's a gay pink bunny. Have a look at that and see if you like him.
Oh, yeah. That's already perfect.
So this year we have a theme that's called Christmas Theatre, and it's really out there. It's so extravagant and beautiful. And we have these adorable nutcrackers. There's a cat and there's a rabbit, and they're all full of bright colors. They make wonderful gifts and obviously also wonderful additions to your table decor or your festive feeling around your house.
So cute.
So I think that's one of the biggest things with us, is that we try and source unique things that people can come with their family, bring their kids. You can choose all unique decor. You can choose different color baubles, the themes you want, and just really build your own like festive spirit at home. Every year you can buy another unique little ornament for your tree. People have been loving these angels.
Oh, wow. Fluffy angels.
They also hang. And so every year you can buy something special.
That's
every
so
year
cool.
You can choose new colors. And you can really just use this time to express yourself and to, you know, have some creative fun with your family.
In other words, and I don't mean to be mean to these people, but don't go to the 5 Rand shop and buy the shit that you get there, because it's going to look like a sad Christmas. You need to get the lifestyle and get some of this stuff, because it's just so unique.
Exactly.
Very, very cool.
I thought Sia would love this. This is a star for a tree, and look at how these sequins change color. If you want gold,
it's gold and metallic silver.
Look at how it appeals to Sia.
That's the Christmas fidget spinner that everyone needs.
He told me once he just loves everything shiny, so I thought he would love this.
Bedazzle anything and I'm your friend.
Like, he's like a crow. All right, so tell me, that these trees, you get 3-meter and 5-meter trees.
Yes, and 1.8, which is the standard, and then we also have tabletop trees. So if you want a little one for an office or on your desk, you don't have so much space, then you can still have a Christmas tree, because there are smaller sizes as well.
And you can get everything else you need at the same time. So all the table stuff, all the decor around the house, the tree, the decorations for the tree.
And also lights. We have a huge Christmas light section. So I bought you these adorable Santas. This is a little string light. Can you see the Santa face?
Wow, I am becoming more and more like a child the more things you show us.
You see, look at these lights. So we have a huge light box. We have cluster lights, string lights, balcony lights, different meters, different colors. So whatever type of tree you have, whatever type of decorations you want to make, we literally have about 100 different types of lights that's available. We also have little Christmas trees like that.
Now, these ones are clever because they've actually got a battery attached. So you don't have to connect it to the power. You just have batteries in there.
So we have some that are battery powered, and we have some, obviously, that you can plug in. We have for outdoor and indoor. So obviously, depending if you want to light up a tree outside or inside, the range is just amazing. So you can basically come and find anything that you need to create that nice festive family time holiday spirit.
Do you know what they call these string lights in German, Sia?
No, I won't even try.
Lichterketten.
Oh, wow.
And
you know what Lichterketten. Lichterketten.
Chain.
Ah, lights chain.
Guirlande électrique.
Something electricity.
Well, it's the same thing. It's string lights.
Is that in French?
Guirlande luminosa.
Ah, illuminate.
You see, we're teaching you different languages at the same time. How cool is that?
Make something happen. I dare anyone to get any of these and try to be miserable around this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, the other thing I wanted to show you is we have these beautiful Nutcracker music boxes. So if you'll just let me wind it up.
Sure. That's so cool.
Can you see it marching?
That's so fantastic.
I've never seen Sia this happy in studio.
It is the most wonderful time ever.
That's fantastic.
This is just adorable, and it makes a beautiful gift at this time of year as well.
We'll post these up on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll put it. We'll hold, instead of a picture of all of us this morning, we'll label each of these with one of our names and put them up on Instagram.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think this could be Ben.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, Ben is the deer.
Glitter nose reindeer.
Glitter nose reindeer. Pretty fancy hoofs as well.
Yes, that's
okay.
You.
I'm just very much in the Christmas spirit all of a sudden, and I'm not just saying that either because I do love this time of year. But these are so pretty. I went to New York 2 weeks ago, and they have Christmas shops where they sell a lot of stuff that's similar to this. And it just made me feel like in South Africa we don't really have the choice. And then when I saw your stuff, I thought, we do.
We do. Makes we do. So come visit us. We put a lot of effort into our displays, and we put a lot of effort into what we buy, all the exclusive lines, real unique things that you can keep forever and, you know, gift to special people at this time and just create that real festive spirit in your home.
And you know what? Rather than buying everybody lavish, expensive things that they probably won't use, give them a nice decoration that they can put on the tree every year.
Exactly.
Oh, that's nice and sentimental.
Or even a pretty table decoration that they can take home with them. That's a nice.
So a lot
nice
of customers walk around and they look for one unique piece, and then every year they, you know, buy for their sister or whoever's hosting the Christmas. You buy them a beautiful one ornament or a hanging decoration for their tree, and it's something they can keep forever and remember every year at this time. So that's really a good idea.
Well, we know which one is Sia, the pink bunny.
He has like a sparkly gold bow tie, a pink blazer on. Oh, lest we forget the cane as well. The bunny's rocking.
And obviously the glitter socks that just make the whole outfit.
Oh yes, that's me.
Well, Robin, this is awesome. We will be celebrating obviously towards the end of the year, and we will come and check out what's going on at Lifestyle. But in the meantime, thank you for an amazing year so far, and we've enjoyed every minute of having you in here. You've taught us so much about how we can get our own gardens and our own houses looking so much better. And who doesn't want to live in a nice environment? Who doesn't want to have a beautiful space around them? Who doesn't want to fill it with lovely things? And that's exactly what you do. You come in and you fill our space with lovely things.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, thank you for having me. It's been wonderful to chat to you guys. I've learned so much. And I think, just wishing everyone like a wonderful holiday and festive season and all that. I think we all need rest after this year.
Sure.
Just have a great time. And next year, we'll be back with more gardening tips.
Yay.
We'll be back with more beautiful things and how to make your home beautiful, like Gareth said.
I love it. Thank you so much. There's Robin Scher, everybody. CliffCentral.com.